What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv, Fluff Tube Edition. How desperate are the Democrats getting? How desperate is Biden getting? Hail Marys keep getting thrown, folks. And here's another one. Thousands pardoned for marijuana possession. So now he's going to try to go to that crowd, to that side of the aisle, and please them to get those votes. You got to get those votes. But before I go into this, folks, get Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield One. How often have you seen ads pop up on websites and social media about things you just talked about? For me, it's about even when I think about something, I'm seeing it on my phone now, and that creeps me out. Turns out phone manufacturers have confirmed your phone listens to you and uses that information to build customer marketing profiles to show you relevant ads. This is why tens of thousands protect their privacy with Virtual Shield VPN. Virtual Shield One is an all-in-one security suite with their flagship military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, and much more. Now is the best time ever to get Virtual Shield One because every new sign-up gets 60-day risk-free trial plus several other free bonuses. Sign up down below, folks. Hit the link down below and get started, folks. Here we are now. I said that many panic moves are going to be played. And here we go. So now here's another one from Biden where he's just hoping he can pull in more voters. Remember, I said they're gonna deploy all assets. They're going all in. They need something big. And I think this is just one of many. And you know, they've got these celebrities that are gonna jump on board. I expect Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. The Rock, all of them to come out and endorse Biden. If not, maybe maneuver him out at some point. But right now, he's doing whatever he can to get a bump of 1, 2, 3 points on polls. And this is all just propaganda. And here we go with this, folks. Here we go with this one right here. So, marijuana pardoning thousands right here. It says Biden pardons thousands convicted of marijuana charges on federal lands and in Washington. So, Washington, President Joe Biden pardoned thousands of people who were convicted of use of simple possession of marijuana on federal lands and in the District of Columbia, the White House said Friday in his latest round of executive clemencies meant to rectify racial disparities in the justice system. Now, the categorical pardon builds on a similar round issued just before the 2022 midterm elections that pardoned thousands convicted of simple possession of federal lands eligible. Friday's action broadens the criminal offenses covered by the pardon. Biden is also granting clemency to 11 people serving what the White House called disproportionately long sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. Biden, in statement, said his actions would help make the promise of equal justice a reality. Look, he's doing everything he can right now, folks, to gain favor. He's trying, and this is mainly for the minority vote, obviously. Criminal records for marijuana use and possession have imposed needless barriers to employment, housing, and educational opportunities, Biden said. Too many lives have been upended because of our failed approach to marijuana. It's time that we right these wrongs. What about crack, Mr. Biden? When are you going to start pardoning people for crack? I mean, this is just getting out of hand. And this is just a Hail Mary. This is just one of many Hail Marys. As we come here, this is on World Star Hip Hop.
President Biden announced he is pardoning all Americans convicted of simple marijuana possession under federal law. He's also asking the Attorney General to start the process of reviewing how the drug is classified under federal law. It's the first step toward decriminalizing marijuana on a federal level, potentially making good on a key campaign promise just ahead of the midterm elections.
So this is all to gain favor going into 2024. They're hoping they can get a bump, a quick bump of 3, 4, 5 points. Look at old DeSantis right behind him. That's all you need to see right there, folks. Ron DeSantis right behind old Biden right there. So this is just to get a quick bump in the polls to make it realistic enough for what? I'll say another bank robbery.
White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks joins me live now, along with defense attorney and former prosecutor Bernardo Villalona, for more on this. Thank you both for being here. Mary Alice, what went into this decision from President Biden, and why make this move now? Yeah, Diane, this is a big deal. This represents a fundamental shift in the United States government's response to marijuana. And it does seem to represent the end of what has been a real journey for President Biden on this issue. Remember on the campaign trail, he found himself appalled.
Now, folks, I've always said, I think alcohol is worse than marijuana, in my personal opinion. I don't think people should be getting the charges that are put on them. I think they're unfair for marijuana use. For me, I don't like marijuana. I think it makes me unmotivated. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get off the couch. Some people respond differently on it, to each their own. But for me personally, I don't like marijuana. But a lot of people, the surface level voters are going to really jump on board with this because he is now pardoning thousands convicted of marijuana possession.
Apologizing for his work as a senator with the 1994 a crime bill that a lot of people said led to real mass incarceration around the country. He said on the campaign trail he wanted to work to make amends for that. He wanted to work to make sure that drug offenses were not charged in the same way. Simple drug offenses were not charged in the same way. And yesterday, he said he believed that this was the right and beginning fundamental sort of starter step in trying to chip away at racial disparities.
Remember, folks, this is all to get the minority vote, to get favor with the blacks, Hispanics, Latinos. And this is what he's doing, because let me tell you, folks, if this guy does get a second term, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're going all in. All in. You think the economy is bad now? You haven't seen anything.
Disparities in our criminal justice system. So a lot of questions right now about whether the timing is coincidental, close to the midterms, but this has been something the president has been talking about for a while.
Now, Bernarda, officials say there are no individuals currently in federal prison solely for simple possession of marijuana. So what practical impact would these pardons have?
Well, the practical and most important impact it has is on those that have a conviction under federal law for simple possession of marijuana, because it's going to erase their record. They will be able to apply for employment and say that they have not been convicted if that is the only conviction they had on their record. Also, it affects in terms of applying for housing if they ask if they have a conviction, as well as for applying for financial aid. So the most immediate impact, of course, are on those that have a criminal conviction under federal law for simple possession. But it's
See, folks, the Hail Marys begin. The Hail Marys begin, and this isn't the end of it. This is their last desperate attempt to try to gain favor in the polls before what? Before even more desperate measures are taken. And I'm going to guess, pulling the plug? Scary events coming. I don't think he's going to get the bump that he needs, folks. I don't think he's going to get it. He's hoping for it. But I think most people can see right through this, except for maybe some of the surface level voters that don't pay attention anywhere. The normies. Give me your thoughts down below. Tell me what you think. How much of a bump do you think this is going to give him in the polls? I'm going to say, hardly anything at all. I think he needs a lot more than this. And Democrat musical chairs haven't even begun yet. They haven't even figured out. They're trying every last ditch effort before they have to oust him. And how are they going to do that? Let the Democrat musical chairs begin. This is going to be fun. Enjoy the show, folks. Let me know down in the comments down below. All right.